Well, tonight we want to look at some soft answers to tough questions, loving our enemies, giving them an answer for the hope that lies within us. The tough question of world religions, this is religious thought number two, all religions teach basically the same thing. And you'll find that a lot of people say that. The skeptic asks why we put such an emphasis on our Bible and on Jesus Christ when all religions are basically the same, but are clothed in different dress. This concept has been expressed as the wheel concept of religions. And this is the idea there, God in the center. All religions are like spokes that run to the center and reach God or some other truth. These religions, differing in rituals and procedures, all have the same goal and can accomplish the same purpose. So the outside rim is us. The spokes are the avenues, all the different religions, but they all end up in the same place. Well, let me ask two questions. Number one, do we agree at all with this teaching? And it sounds like no, we don't. However, actually we can agree that in fact this very picture is essentially true of the religions of man. All of the pretend religions. This is what, by the way, has, and I suggest you not, but if you find a book on comparative religions, that's what it's all about. They are, and they will lump Christianity into it, but for the most part, the Christianity that they will put in there is pretty much Roman Catholicism, which by and large is not Christianity at all. But each of the religions of man has a goal, whether it's God or truth or becoming the all or the non-existence of nirvana, which hard to grasp. They all have their prescribed rituals and their desired behavior that just differ one from another. The basic problem is that each is also like the others in that they are imaginary and their goals are subject of imagination. So while it is true that all of these religions of men have all of these things in common and similar goals and all of that, they are none of them dealing with the truth. They will have elements of truth if it was all just, you know, I believe in Martians and blue furniture. Nobody would fall for it. So it all comes into something, some inspirational thought that they've had that leads people to think maybe they know what they're doing. Well, then the other question is, in what way do we disagree with this teaching? We disagree in two ways. First of all, perhaps all religions can be considered equal in vague generalities, but they are very different in the details. Only those who know very little of religions think they are identical. The experts see irreconcilable differences. One preacher was writing about a time that he and a Jewish rabbi and a Islamic imam had gathered at a college or something, and they were saying, aren't all the religions pretty much the same? And they were very careful, reasonable in their answers. And they took, for example, the Christian concept of Jesus Christ. If the Christians are right, the rabbi said, then we Jews are wrong. And the imam said, then we Muslims are wrong. If the Jewish person is right, then the other two are wrong if the Islamic concept of Christ is right, then both the others are wrong. So it's a right or wrong thing. There are no side-by-side things about this. In fact, when our church was on Cold Spring Road, the mosque that was next door asked to meet with me. I went over to their place, sat down with them at the table. And they offered to rebuild our driveway, make it, pave it all nice, make it twice as wide, and plan to maintain it for us, with the provision that that could be the driveway for us both. And that you go in a ways and we turn off to us on one side and to them on the other. And I said that I did not think we wanted to do that because we didn't want to be that closely associated with them. And they said, but we have many things in common. And they talked about family values and they talked about this. And so I just said, do you believe that Jesus Christ is God and the only Savior? And they looked at each other and they said, no. And I said, that's the difference. And that's the thing that is most important to us to understand. So we disagree with this teaching because it's an ignorant teaching. It's like saying every door is the same because in some way, it leads from one place to the other. But as Dave can tell you, replacing the front door of our church was far different than replacing one of these doors. And the garage door and the door to your tent and all of these things are very, very different in the details. Then the second way in which we disagree with this teaching is that the ultimate distinction is between Bible Christianity and all other world religions, where you could sketch all of the world religions generally the same in many regards. Bible Christianity is absolutely different. And let me do a comparison with you. Religion teaches salvation by the righteousness of man. In some way, by education, by training, by asceticism, by depriving the flesh. In some way, the righteousness of man wins his salvation. Christianity teaches salvation by the righteousness of God. Absolutely different. Religion is learning or obeying or ritualizing out of man's problem. What's wrong with man? Some say education. He needs to learn more. They honor maybe Jesus Christ as a teacher. Or others will say it's just a matter of giving them a proper example. He's a great example to us of righteousness. And we just need that example, you see. Others say what we need are certain prescribed rituals that train the mind and all this kind of stuff. But how do you get out of that problem? Man is sufficient to do it by learning, by obedience, or by rituals. Christianity says, no, Christianity is being saved by Christ's sacrifice from the penalty of our sin. We don't only need a teacher. We don't only need an example. We need a Savior to get us out of our problem. Again, religion depends on the works of man. It's all up to you. It's you working your way to God. Christianity depends on the gracious gift of God, not of works. And then again, religion is never finished because man's problem doesn't go away, but it is ever striving. While Christianity is settled on the finished work of Jesus Christ when he initiated the new covenant. So someone said, the devil is in the details. And I have a picture of him there. There he is in the details. Caught him in the act. So, especially in comparative religions, the real devil is in all the specific details where man's invented religions depart from the Bible's specific details about God and man and salvation, the connection between God and man. The Bible's attitude toward these things are entirely different from the world. And certainly it's in those details that they would like to obscure the details. It's in those details that we'll find the devil. And so all religions teach basically the same thing. Try not to laugh when people say this. It's like saying every mother is the same. You know, it's just a ridiculous concept. And so deal with them gently. Give them a soft answer. Explain to them that from the standpoint of being away from all of those, they might look the same. From the distance, maybe every mountain looks the same. But up close, very, very different. Comments or questions?